USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
I don't want to divulge too much of that, but he's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.